You're listening to SBS News.
1 million people catch one of four curable and preventable sexually transmitted infections every single day. In a new report, the World Health Organization warns that this amounts to more than 376 million new cases annually of chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis and syphilis. Study author and WHO sexually transmitted infections expert Dr. Melanie Taylor says the figures are alarming.
These estimates can be interpreted as 1 in 25 persons being infected with a sexually transmitted infection. Now, these four curable STI infections can be treated with currently available antibiotics. However, these numbers are very high and indicate a very high health risk.
The United Nations Health Agency report shows in 2016 there were 156 million new cases of trichomoniasis, a parasitical disease commonly known as trich. In Australia, the bacterial infection mainly occurs in remote and regional northern Australia and is especially likely to be diagnosed in Indigenous women. Director of the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre, Professor Christopher Fairley, explains this is due to a lack of access to care.
I think the main reason for the large amount of sexually transmitted infections in Indigenous communities is about accessing, that is the population feeling comfortable to access health services and then the design of those health services. And certainly lots of work is being done in relation to that.
The medical director at Family Planning Victoria, Dr. Kathleen McNamee, says access to care and the cost of it is also a concern for newer migrants to Australia.
We do find the lack of access to Medicare is quite a barrier. If we see a young person for STI screening, they have to pay, if they don't have Medicare, they have to pay the whole amount out-of-pocket expenses for the tests and the consultation.
The WHO also found an alarming number of chlamydia cases at 127 million, while there were nearly 90 million gonorrhea cases and over 6 million people had syphilis. In 2018, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reported that cases of these infections have increased over the last 20 years. STIs are generally more prevalent among people aged between 15 and 49 years, in particular those that tend to have various sexual partners. Dr. McNamee says they are easily transmitted.
Chlamydia, gonorrhea and trich are basically exchange of body fluid, from an infected cervix or urethra where the urine comes out, or throat or anus, particularly in the case of chlamydia and gonorrhea. For syphilis, it's basically direct body contact.
Dr. McNamee says many of these infections don't display symptoms early on, so people can pass it to others before they realise they've been infected and need treatment. The WHO warns it's also possible people could be adding to the growing antimicrobial resistance, which is threatening treatments. So the agency's Melanie Taylor says it's vital to get tested as soon as is possible.
These sexually transmitted infections can have serious health consequences. For example, these infections can cause infertility, adverse pregnancy outcomes, and also adverse birth outcomes such as stillbirth, neonatal death, and low birth weight.
Syphilis alone caused some 200,000 stillbirths and newborn deaths in 2016, making it one of the leading causes of baby loss globally, second to malaria. WHO's medical officer for sexually transmitted infections, Dr. Teodora Wee, adds that while there are more available and effective antiviral treatments, people should still heed the warnings and practice safe sex.
For all of us here, if we choose to have sex, be rational, be safe, be responsible, use a condom. If you think you have an STI, don't be afraid. Go and see your doctor, and don't be the source of further infection.
Monash University's Professor Fairley says changes to sexual behaviour are also affecting infection rates.
Oral sex is becoming more common and may play an important role in STI transmission. We know that there are apps on phones that are connecting high-risk people together, whereas before high-risk connected more with low-risk, so you didn't get the same increases that you get now.
The WHO report is urging global action to ensure better and comprehensive sexual education and easy access to health screening and treatment. Dr. Wee is warning governments globally about the risks of denying funding to sexual health.
STIs are very common, and we can all do something about it. As policymakers, make sex safe and support STI control. Please do not reduce the budget on STI control and sexual health. Better still, increase it.
Professor Fairley says while Australia is performing better than some countries, it does have room for improvement.
The most powerful thing you can do to control sexually transmitted infections in a population is to provide accessible health services. And sex education and so forth are important, but they're not nearly as important as accessible health services. And with the rates of STIs at the moment, the sexual health services have not really kept pace with those rates.
Samantha Benningak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.